And Dhanu also will tell some stories about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's we'll tell some stories about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes. So first we're going to read a little bit from the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're going to read from the Adi Lila chapter 3 about the purpose of the Lord's advent. Of course, as we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had two purposes for adventing in this world. One is called the exoteric purpose, and the other one is called the esoteric purpose. Can everyone understand, or is it too much bass on this microphone? You can understand? Is it clear? Okay. So the exoteric purpose, that is what is apparent to everyone, is just like Krishna says in the Gita, Parichanaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. That is the exoteric, or the external reason. And then the internal reason is something different, and we'll be describing that. So there's the internal reason, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own reasons for coming, and the external reason, which everybody knows, to propagate the Yuga Dharma, right? Yes. Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vananehe. So, Kalayar Dosha Nadhe Raja Nastyeko Mahadganat Kirtana Eva Krishnasha Mukta Sangha Puramvajat. That in this age of Kali, those who actually have intelligence, Sumedasa, they will worship the Lord with the Sankirtan, the chanting, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. Just one point about Sankirtan. I have to define that word for you all. Generally, we understand the word Sankirtan to mean Sangha Kirtan. It means a large Kirtan with a large Sangha of people, devotees. And then we have our Mahasankirtan where we go out and we chant the holy names publicly. But the word Sankirtan has another meaning which is very important for us. The Sang also means complete in Sanskrit. So complete Kirtan means complete absorption and completely absorbing and completely avoiding the 10 offenses on chanting and chanting with one's heart. That's what Sankirtan actually means. So that's another meaning. It's very, very important to understand that meaning too. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all the offenses on chanting Hare Krishna come from inattention while chanting. That's the final offense when we recite the list of offenses. It is also offensive to be inattentive like chanting while chanting. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that is the cause of all the other offenses. So we have to be very attentive. So today on Gaur Purnima we should be very much focused on our chanting. Especially Japa Mala, devotees are encouraged to chant more today and be very, very attentive, okay? So we're going to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya's advent and purposes, and the external purposes. So this is Lord Chaitanya thinking, or Lord Krishna thinking, because Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're non-different. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And we'll explain why he takes the mood of Srimati Radharani. But here is some of his internal thoughts. Actually, I'll just read the English. For a long time, Lord Chaitanya is thinking, Krishna is thinking, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. And Prabhupada comments in his purport that the Lord seldom awards pure devotional service or pure transcendental love, but without such pure love of God, freed from fruitive activities and empiric speculation, that's anyabhilashita shunyam gyanakaram anavritam, one cannot attain perfection. And here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna is speaking again. He says, everyone or everywhere in the world, people worship me according to the scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, One cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Very important point. Let's skip ahead a little bit. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. So, four mellows means the higher rasas. That is the servitude, friendship, parental, and finally conjugal ras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was focused on those four rasas. The other one, the shanta ras, he is encouraging the devotees to transcend that and to come to the stage of intimacy. Okay? Shanta ras means to worship the Lord in awe and reverence, to be very frightened of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not frightened that the Lord's going to kill you, but just like very frightened of making a mistake. Whereas when one becomes intimate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Arjuna, one can lie on the same bed with the Lord and just put your arm around him and say, "Oh, my friend, oh, Krishna." So that is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching, to come to that platform where you can intimately relate with the Lord and even sometimes consider yourself superior to the Lord. Krishna likes it more when he is chastised by Mother Yashoda than when all the personified Vedas are offering prayers to him in awe and reverence. Krishna likes it more when a devotee is running after him with a stick to beat him. Very nice. And of course, we find the mood of intimacy revealed to the highest degree, superlative degree, quintessential degree, in the mood of the gopis in relationship to Krishna. And the gopis, it's very interesting. The gopis also sometimes chastise Krishna, just like Mother Yashoda. There's that story that once upon a time, many stories like this, but the tax pastime where Krishna tried to collect taxes from the gopis, and then the gopis came back the next day to pay the taxes, and there were millions of gopis, and they overpowered the cowherd boys, and they tied Krishna and the cowherd boys up to the trees and beat them with sticks. Not hard, but I mean, anyway. So Krishna likes that more than when someone just prays, "Oh my dear God, you're so great, you're so wonderful." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to bring us to the point of interacting with the Lord intimately like that. This is love. Okay? So Lord Chaitanya here says, I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Unless one practices devotional service himself, these are all Lord Chaitanya's thoughts, or Krishna's thoughts, because Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, same person. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. And then Krishna quotes the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Yada yada hi darvasha, etc. And then he also quotes the verse, Purichanaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkritam. So Krishna is quoting himself from the Bhagavad Gita. It's very interesting. And then he quotes more verses like Yad yada charity shresas tatat evetarodamaha. And then finally, Lord Chaitanya says, my plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age, but no one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by all the residents of Vraja. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia, that's the Navadvipa area, early in the age of Kali. Thus the lion-like Lord Chaitanya had appeared in Navadvipa. He has shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. May that lion, and this is actually a very nice Bengali, I'm going to read it. I really like this verse. Se singa vasuk jiver hridaya kandare kalmasha dui radana she yanhara unkare. May that lion, and we can pray like this to Lord Chaitanya, may that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. What's an elephantine vice? Elephant is very big. So a vice is something like an anartha or desire to perform sinful activities. So Lord Chaitanya roars. And by his transcendental roar, all these anarthas, unwanted things, vices, sinful things are driven away. And just two or three more verses. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishvambar because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living being. In his later pastimes, he is known as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and he blesses the whole world by teaching about the name and form of Sri Krishna. Knowing him, Lord Chaitanya, to be the incarnation for the Kali Yuga, Garga Muni, during the naming ceremony of Krishna, predicted his appearance. So that's all we'll read this today. Because when Garga Muni did the name-giving ceremony, Namakarana, for Sri Krishna, he said that the Lord appears in various ages, and in the age of Kali, he appears in golden form. And that, of course, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted in the revealed scriptures in many different places. One place it states that in the age of Kali, the Lord will appear as the son of Sachi and propagate the Sankirtan Dharma in Nadia. So there's so many predictions. Actually, if we want to accept, or if someone is to accept, someone is God, that must be predicted in Shastra. Must have the qualities, must be predicted in Shastra. Must actually, qualities means Bhagavan qualities. Must actually be accepted by the great personalities. Like Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita, Param Dhamma, Param Vam, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Aham, Vibhu, Param Rama, Param Dhamma, etc. Okay. So, and now we're going to speak a little bit about the different reasons for Lord Chaitanya's advent and how Lord Chaitanya descended. Okay. So this is also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we're going to summarize some of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat and also Chaitanya Mangal. Okay? And the three different literatures we're using for reference. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, we heard what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking. But also, there was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Advaitacharya. And Advaitacharya was seeing the whole world as being bereft of love of Krishna, and actually the whole world just performing ritualistic activities. It's very interesting. If we look at the Vedas, the four original Vedas, everybody knows them, Samaveda, Yajurveda, Dharmaveda, Rigveda. What they are is rituals. These four Vedas. Of course, there's indication of worship of Vishnu. It says, all the demigods look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Parama, etc. But still, like for example, the Rig Veda is the hymns. And most of those hymns are worship of demigods. And then you have the Samaveda, which is the musical Veda. And they deal with the different musical accompaniments and meters in which you chant. So people take these Vedas out of context and don't understand, as Krishna says in the Gita, that all the Vedas, by all the Vedas he is to be known. So in India, pretty much people have forgotten that worship of Krishna was the topmost. They were all engaged in rituals. Just like you have here in Fiji. People do the demigod worship, right? So many demigods they worship. They worship about on Diwali. They're worried about Lakshmi leaving the house, right? So many things they're into. And so Advaitacharya was very upset, but he understood. Even though he was God, he is God, he didn't have the power to change things. Because it required the original Supreme Personality of God to appear. So it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Advaitacharya cried very loudly and offered Tulsi, the Ganges water, and Tulsi leaves to the Ganges. And this was actually one of the stimuluses for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing, because his devotee was crying loudly for him. So now we'll talk about the confidential reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Confidential reasons are something very esoteric, maybe a little difficult to understand. Okay, so let's go back 5,000 years to Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Krishna and Radharani, they had these pastimes. Radharani is the Adi Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's very interesting that Radharani, she is the topmost devotee, Shakti of the Lord. She is actually enjoying more than Krishna. Nah. Sometimes we find Mayavadis, not sometimes, but we do find Mayavadis, who want to be God, right? You ever find people here in Fiji who say, I'm God, you're God, we're all God? Well, actually, it's better to serve God, more enjoyable to serve God than to be God. There's more happiness. So Radharani is enjoying more than Krishna. And she is experiencing this love which Krishna wants to understand and wants to experience. And Krishna wants to understand and experience the happiness too. So Krishna is looking at Radharani and he's thinking, I want to understand myself, to see my own beauty from her perspective. Perverted reflection of that would be when you look in the mirror. Anyone here ever looked in the mirror and think, oh, how, what a handsome, beautiful person I am? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the best sannyasi of them all, or whatever. So that's a perverted reflection. In Greek culture, they have this person called Narcissus. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He was a person who looked at his own, he was a very attractive person, and he looked at his reflection in the water, and he became so enamored, so attracted to his own reflection, that he just became mesmerized. He didn't move, and his girlfriend died. Because he wouldn't look at her anymore. He was just looking at himself. This is a story from Greek mythology. So that attraction to one's own beauty, that's a perverted reflection of Krishna wanting to see his beauty. Because Krishna is the most attractive. So Krishna, he wants to see himself through the eyes of his most beloved, Radharani. So anyway, so the reasons that Lord Chaitanya appeared for his own reasons were to relish and understand Radha's love for him, and to taste the nectar of serving himself, and to understand the sweetness, to understand, you know, realize the sweetness of transcendental love and Krishna's transcendental qualities, and also to enjoy the pleasure. So these are his internal reasons. Now, because he is taking the mood of Radharani, his normally blackish form becomes golden. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangasna Parshanam Yagyahi Sankirtanaya Prayar Yajanti Sumeda. Krishna Varnam. So he's a Krishna. Normally, there's two ways of understanding this verse, of course. Normally, Krishna's darkish, Krishna Varnam. A Krishna means not darkish. It also means Varnayati means to chant. Anyway, there's many different Sanskrit understandings of this verse. But anyway, and so Lord Chaitanya, he's golden. He's Gaura Hari, or Gauranga. And so he takes the mood of Radharani. That's the bhava of Radharani. And being and taking that mood of Radharani, he becomes as merciful as Radharani is. It's like the residents of Vrindavan, they're always chanting, what, Jai Radhe, 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 Sham. Because they want the mercy of Radharani. And Radharani, Prabhupada describes as the feminine counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very soft-hearted. Krishna, he's all right, but he's not so soft-hearted. He says, Sarva dharmam purichajamamaikam sharanam braja. Surrender to me. That's not so soft-hearted, is it? It's like you have a parent, and the child says, I want to do this, and the parent says, surrender to me. I'm your parent. I'm the boss. We see this a lot in the culture here, isn't it? The parents say, you know, I'm the boss. You have to listen to me. And, you know, if you don't listen to me, you're going to hell or something like that. So Krishna's basically saying something like that in Bhagavad Gita. Not really you're going to hell, but he's saying you got it. Put it, Chaja. Braja, do it immediately. Don't even hesitate. Of course, Krishna gives a choice at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Now you've heard, you can do what you like. But Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radharani, does not say that. He says, Dinahina yata chilo harinamu durila. That whether you're fallen, whether you're elevated, just take up this harinam and be happy. That's all he's saying. And it's described, and also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the Pancha Tattva broke open the storehouse of love of God. The reason they had to break it open is nobody was interested in paying the price. It's just like if you go to a store, they're very expensive things, and it's, you know, you're not going to buy them, because especially now in today's economy, right? But if the merciful owner of the store opens the store and just passes it all out in the street, then you'll take the goods, you'll take the items. It's just like sometimes in America, a very rich man on Christmas will take money and throw it out. You ever heard of that before? He'll actually take millions of dollars and just throw it out, because people attack each other and kill each other for it. But so in the same way, Krishna is taking opening the storehouse of the love of God, just handing it out freely. Dina hina, yata chila. Whether you're elevated, whether you're fallen, then you can get this love of God. It's very important. Okay? So, because Krishna is in the mood of Radharani, that's why he's merciful. In his normal mood, he's a little merciful. Actually, Karuna Sindhu, he's pretty merciful, but not that merciful. But in the mood of Radharani, he doesn't care. You're rascal, you're Jagai and Madai, okay, get love of God. So many rascals like that. So this is the... And in Kali Yuga, that's necessary, because in Kali Yuga, Manda Subanda Matiyo, Manda Bhagyabhad Chata, everyone's rascal in Kali Yuga. Everyone's short-lived, unfortunate, all rascals, isn't it? Not 100%, but 99.99%, pretty good. Okay, so that's the internal reason. So let's talk a little bit from the Chaitanya Mangal, a very interesting story about Lord Chaitanya's advent. So Narada Muni was very, very concerned over the rascals in Kali Yuga. Very, very concerned. Because Narada Muni is very merciful. And so he went to see Krishna in Dwarka to find out what he could do about saving us. Because a Vaishnava is like that. Kripa Sindhu Vyevacham. So when he went to Dwarka, Lord Chaitanya, or Krishna in Dwarka, of course, revealed his Gauranga form to Narada Muni. And Narada, he said, I'm going to come and save everybody in Kali Yuga. But that time, Rukmini, she started to cry, because that meant Krishna would disappear. She didn't like this idea so much. But Krishna told Narada Muni, I'm going to take the mood of Radharani and appear. And Narada told Uddhava, and Narada also tells Lord Shiva. And so then the whole universe got to know, because Narada Muni was told to tell everybody to come and take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, to appear. Just like when Lord Ram appeared, all the demigods appeared as the monkeys and the bears. So in the same way, Narada Muni had the duty of informing all the demigods, all the devotees, to appear with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay? Previously, there is something very interesting that occurred. Uh-oh. Does it mean it's time? Oh, lights. Saving money. Okay, that's good. I thought they were just like taking me off the stage or something like that. I can read, that's all right. No, there's no problem. So previously something very interesting had appeared that also predicted the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narada Muni, he wanted to taste Mahaprasadam. And so to taste Mahaprasadam, he had to go to Lakshmi, because Lakshmi was in charge of serving Narayan, Mahaprasadam, or serving in Boga, and then it became Mahaprasadam. But Narayan had told Lakshmi never to give out any Mahaprasadam, because anyone who gets Mahaprasadam becomes Krishna conscious. So Narayan wasn't so merciful. So Narada Muni thought, let me make a trick to get some Mahaprasadam. So he began to serve Lakshmi for 12 years. And after 12 years, Lakshmi said, whatever you want, Narada Muni, I'll give you. And Narada Muni said, I want some Mahaprasadam. And Lakshmi said, uh-oh, what am I going to do? I have a dilemma. I've been given the order by Lord Narayan not to give Mahaprasadam out, no remnants. And then also, I made my promise to Narada Muni. What should I do? So she went to Lord Narayan. She was crying, and Lord Narayan said, what are you crying for, my dear? And Lakshmi explained, I'm crying because, you know, I made this promise to Narada Muni, and I made a promise to you, and you told me not to give it. What can I do? And Lord Narayan said, you've got to be careful about your promises. But in this particular case, because it's Narada Muni, I want you to give him Mahaprasadam when I'm not looking. You know, I'll make believe that I don't know about it. So, because we don't want to set a bad example. In other words, Lord Narayan didn't want to set a bad example. Everyone would ask for Mahaprasadam then. So then, Narada Muni, he took this Mahaprasadam. He started dancing and dancing and dancing in ecstasy. And Lord Shiva saw him and said, what are you dancing for? Lord Shiva said, what are you dancing for, my dear brother? Narada Muni said, I've taken some Mahaprasadam. And Lord Shiva said, well, where's mine? You know, I'm your brother. You know, Narada Muni appears from the Lord's deliberation, and Lord Shiva appears from the forehead of Lord Brahma. I'm sorry, Lord Brahma's children. They're brothers. So Narada Muni looked, and he found a little bit under his fingernail. And he gave it to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva started dancing in ecstasy, jumping up and down. The whole universe was going like this. It was like a big earthquake. There were tsunamis. Everything was happening. And then Parvati said to him, you know, what? What's happening? Why are you dancing like this? She stopped him, because the whole universe was being threatened. She said, stop, please, the universe, because, you know, I'm also in charge of the universe. And Lord Shiva said, I got some Mahaprasadam. And Lakshmi said, you know, I'm your wife. Did you save any for me? And he said to his wife, you're Maya. You're the illusory energy. You know, you don't deserve any Mahaprasadam. You know, just keep quiet, dear. So you see, sometimes the husbands deal with the wives like that, isn't it? They go out and have a good time and they don't save any prasadam to their wives. So anyway, and so she got very, very angry. And she said, I'm actually Vaishnavi. That's a name for Durga, I'm sorry. I'm actually Vaishnavi. And she said, by my devotion, I will cause Lord Vishnu to appear and personally give me his Mahaprasadam, and then I'm going to take that Mahaprasadam and distribute it to everyone. Because she's our mother. Durga is actually our mother. Universal mother. Ma Durga. She's expansion of Krishna's internal potency, and she consorts with Krishna, who is expansion. With Shiva, who is expansion of Krishna, expansion of Lord Narayana. So, anyway, so that's one thing that occurred too. And that Mahaprasadam is given out at Jagannath Puri and other places, and of course by our Sankirtan movement. So, getting back to this story, Narada Muni actually went all over, told everyone to appear to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. And then Narada Muni goes to Svetavib to tell Lord Balaram to also appear. And then Lord Chaitanya talks to Narada Muni again and says, "My dear Narada Muni, I am going to spread Krishna consciousness all over this world. But some people will escape from me. So what I'm going to do is, after I disappear from this world, I'm going to send my general out. It's called Senapati. And that general is going to go all over the world wherever I didn't go and spread Krishna consciousness." So, of course, by those statements, he is predicting the pastimes and the preaching movement of Srila Prabhupada. So you see, find Srila Prabhupada's advent, Srila Prabhupada's pastime, Srila Prabhupada's preaching has all been predicted in the Chaitanya Mangala. Interesting, isn't it? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed Srila Prabhupada to do that. Okay. So, let's see, we'll continue with this narration. So, getting back to the earth planet, Advaitacharya has been praying for the Lord's advent. And he's getting so angry because the Lord is not adventing. He says, "I will force Krishna to appear. And if he doesn't," he was threatening Krishna, "I will manifest four arms and I'm going to kill everybody." Because he's Lord Vishnu. He said, you know, "If the Lord doesn't appear to save everyone, I'm killing everybody. So you better appear." So then he kept worshiping the Lord with the Ganges water and Tulsi leaves. And he understood that the Lord would appear in the family of Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi. That's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother and father. And Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi had 8 daughters. And they all passed away right after birth. You know, very sad, isn't it? 8 daughters that all passed away. Finally, a son was born. That son, of course, was Visvarupa. Visvarupa, of course, is considered to be the expansion or incarnation of Balaram. And he's actually a part of Lord Nityananda. We don't want to tell the story of Visvarupa, but he's actually an expansion of Lord Nityananda. Balaram Hoile Natai. So Visvarupa was born, and then Sachidevi became pregnant again, and Advaitacharya understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, was within Sachidevi's womb. So he went from his home. He went to Navadvip. He has 2 homes. One is in Shantipur, and the other one is in Navadvip. And his home is right near the Yoga Pith, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And that home is called the Advaita Bhavan. Anyone here ever been there? Advaita Bhavan? It's right next to Srivasangam in Navadvip. Never been? You've been there. We took you there. You don't remember? Right, there's our Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. You go down the road a little bit, and then there's the Yoga Pith, and then the Advaita Bhavan. Srivasangam, where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and then the Advaita Bhavan. They're all there on that same road, right with our temple. So Advaita Prabhu resided there. He moved there from Shantipur, and he began to worship Sachidevi's womb. And this was very confusing for Sachidevi. Because Sachidevi, you know, a chaste lady, and this older man comes up and starts smearing sandalwood pulp on you. You know, it's kind of unusual, isn't it? Very unusual. So he smeared sandalwood pulp on her womb, and he circumambulated her 7 times, offering obeisances. So finally, Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486, and it was Sita, that is the wife of Advaitacharya, who gave Lord Chaitanya the name Nimai. And the Lumbar Chakravati, the grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed the horoscope. And on the horoscope, it turned out that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be a king, a scholar. He was Nimai at that time. A scholar, virtuous. He was good as Narayan and a preacher. And at that time, they also called him Vishwambar. He was called Nimai because he was born under the Nim tree, and Vishwambar because he's like the maintainer and savior of the universe. Vishwa means universe. Okay? So then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his ceremony where you pick the Bhagavatam, or you pick the gold, or you pick the other ingredients of the show, your varna. That occurs usually about 6 months old for a child. And so Lord Chaitanya picked the Bhagavatam. So it was understood that he would be a great preacher of Krishna consciousness. Then, while Lord Chaitanya was residing in the house as a little baby, the demigods would regularly visit Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra's house. And when they came, they would make sounds. And the mother and father of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they couldn't understand what was going on. There were sounds of ankle bells, but at that point, Lord Chaitanya had no ankle bells, so they thought it was ghosts that were coming to the house. But these were demigods that take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another story that occurred when Lord Chaitanya was very young, baby Nimai was very young, is that when his mother walked out of the room, he would climb out of his crib, you know, because normally children can't walk at a very early age. But he would climb out and start walking, and he would take all the milk, ghee, and all the products in the house and just scatter them all over the house. And then he would climb back in and make believe he was innocent, just to aggravate his mother. Actually, he was trying to make his mother worried so her attention would be more focused on him. Very interesting. Just like Krishna, when Krishna was very young, he ate the dirt, and Balaram came and complained to Mother Yashoda that Krishna has eaten dirt, and Mother Yashoda became so worried, she looked in the mouth of Krishna as he saw all the universes. So Krishna did things to make his mother worried, many things. Like after he killed the Putana, he was climbing all over her. And his mother became extremely worried, performed all these different rituals in order to assure the safety of Krishna. So this is to draw the attention. Actually, children sometimes do things to draw the attention of their mother. So some other stories of Lord Chaitanya's childhood. When he was very young, the snake appeared in his courtyard, and he just lay down on the snake. The snake, of course, was an incarnation of Anantashesh. And when his parents saw that, they became extremely worried, and the snake slithered away. But that was actually Anantashesh. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young, he actually asked his parents for the moon. He would cry, "Bring me the moon, bring me the moon." And they wouldn't do it, of course. And then he would cry more and more until they chanted the holy names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sometimes made other children cry by pinching them. He was a rascal. Yeah, the Lord's rascal that was very attractive. So Lord Chaitanya, Krishna also did the same thing. Krishna also stole butter, and when the people hid the butter so well that he couldn't find the butter and yogurt, he would pass urine on the floor, pinch the little babies, make them cry. So people would always think of him. Like you always think of someone who's a rascal, isn't it? I remember sometimes even here in Suva we have devotees who act like rascals. And then you spend all the time in the temple council meetings talking about them. Right? Isn't that true? Some people cause trouble, and then you have these temple councils. What are we going to do about so-and-so does? What are we going to do about so-and-so? Oh, he's a rascal. We should call the police. No, let's be merciful. So in this way, you're speaking for 5 or 6 hours about some rascal. Isn't it? Doesn't that happen like that? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had the same plan, to be a rascal so everyone would speak about what to do about him. And we'll talk about some of the stories later on. Then another story that occurred was the one time the thieves saw Lord Chaitanya. He had all this jewelry, and they thought, wow, this is wonderful. We can steal, kidnap this child and take all of his jewelry and enjoy life. So they picked him up and they said, "Oh, my dear little child, we're going to take you home." And he said, "Very, very good." And they were trying to take him to their hideout so they could steal all the jewelry. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bewildered these people. And they ended up, we got to end pretty soon. Anyway, we could tell more tonight, but this is the last story. And they ended up at Lord Chaitanya's home, and the thieves saw, everyone was worried, where is Lord Chaitanya? And the thieves saw that they ended up at Lord Chaitanya's home, and they also got in great anxiety and dropped him off and just ran away. There's many, many stories. Many, many stories. Actually, we don't have time. We have to greet the deities now, right? All right. Anyway, too bad. I mean, it's nice we're greeting the deities. So this evening we can tell more stories. Actually, I have hundreds and hundreds of stories here I'd like to tell about Lord Chaitanya. Tell a few more stories. We have initiation this evening. And of course, we want to wish everybody a happy Gaur Purnima. And the best way to celebrate this Gaur Purnima, in addition to coming to the temple for the nice programs, is by hearing and chanting. Especially chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Being absorbed, like we said before at the beginning. Sankirtan means complete chanting. It means complete absorption in the holy names. And that will please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the most. And by going out and distributing the holy names and Krishna consciousness to others. Okay? All right, thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also a fast day, the whole day.